Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, July 30th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepared and now share this message on a beautiful Monday morning after a nice night of rain, demonstrating God's kindness, which is the title of today's message. And the scripture text is a little longer than usual, Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 7.
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ, and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
I'm going to have Brooksine read the first part. It's actually her father it's dealing with. And it's an illustration of kindness that we recall from many years ago.
Well, my father, Brooklyn Cheryl, he's now with the Lord, drove a truck for 40 years and frequently stopped to help people whose car was broken down. We heard many stories when he would come home from work about this. On occasion, this got him into trouble, since taking the time to help others in need was not on his work schedule. Deliveries needed to be on time. Sometimes he would take people home with him as their car was being repaired, and we would meet them. And once, while I was in Bible college away from home, a group of young people were broken down in Tulsa, and my dad towed their cars so that it could be fixed. As a way of thanking him, they gave him a 10-speed bicycle and some Christian record albums. Well, he passed on the bicycle and the albums to me, and I remember this incident very well and rode the bike for many years. There's a lot of evil in the world, a lot of wicked acts, but there's also a lot of random acts of kindness taking place, and it sure cheers the heart to consider them.
Today, I want to consider an eternally deliberate, purposeful, and planned act of kindness. It wasn't a random act. The daily portion of Scripture surely contains some of the richest theological truths in the entire Bible. Every phrase is rich and loaded with truth.
Let's just savor the last one today. Expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. The Greek word for kindness,
Christates,
is used rather infrequently in the New Testament. And only 5 times does it refer to a characteristic of God. Theologian Charles Hodge points out that God's grace is manifested through his kindness toward us, and that kindness is exercised through Christ and for his sake. The ground of this goodness is not in us, but in Christ, and hence its character is grace or unmerited favor.
Isn't it wonderful that one of the eternal qualities used to describe the God of the universe is kindness? In fact, one of the richest expressions of his kindness is found in a teaching in the Gospels that can easily be overlooked, since it primarily deals with our love for one another. Jesus, in teaching that we are to love even our enemies, describes the Most High as, quote, kind to the ungrateful and wicked. That's in Luke 6, verse 35. All over the world today, his kindness is being demonstrated, even to the ungrateful and wicked, many of whom defiantly deny him. God's own kindness is unlimited.
Christ's willingness to offer himself to save the lost world shows the extent of God's kindness. As God's chosen children, we are to imitate his kindness in our relationship with others. Scripture from Colossians 3:12, one of my favorite verses that I committed to memory many years ago. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And this scripture brings to mind when I dress in the morning that I don't only put on physical dress, but we want to put on spiritual clothing such as compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
Well, we want to accept his kindness with gratitude. And in our lives today, and I'm speaking for Brooksine and I, as his children, express kindness to others. And I believe you do as well as a podcast listener. Today, let's rejoice in God's kindness and allow it to overflow in our lives as we serve Him and as we serve others.
Let's pray together. Father, throughout Scripture, you show us practical ways that we can show kindness to others. Though it is easier to show it to some more than others, you command us to show kindness to all people, both friend and foe. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves, to treat others as we want to be treated, to consider others before we consider ourselves, and to give of ourselves without expecting anything in return. When we do these acts of kindness, it will give us opportunity to represent you, Father, as an obedient vessel through which your Spirit flows. Flow through me today. Amen.
Amen. Wow, that's a lofty prayer there. Particularly, I caught me that phrase, give of ourselves without expecting anything in return. It's a wonderful, the nature of God's love for us in that regard. Well, it's a joy to share with you. I pointed out Friday that we do not expect these messages to be regular the next couple weeks as we're traveling. We do take our laptop with us, and we can podcast remotely. Any place we have an internet connection, I'm able to take the equipment along. But due to getting up early, staying up late with friends, there may be some inconsistency in the delivery, although we do hope to get several messages out the next couple of weeks. We do have some pictures on the website today. Actually, all of Raystown Lake in central Pennsylvania, where I went this Saturday with a friend of mine named Lee, along with the stair. And we have some photos that you may enjoy of that lake. It's a beautiful, beautiful mountain lake. Also have one song up today. It's not the song I really wanted, but it's a pretty song. I wanted a song that I recall called It's Your Kindness, Lord, That Leads Us to Repentance. And I could not find it. I think it's by a group called Passion. I can hear it in my mind, but I cannot find, I guess, the key words to find it on the internet, or else it's just not up. Some listener may even know of that song and find it for me. But do have a song up it, regardless, that is a blessing from a church in Canada that puts their services up on the web. Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity to share with you today. Our website, again, is dailyencouragement.net. We update this message each day on that site. And we consider it a real privilege to share God's Word with God's people. Have a blessed day today and experience His kindness and share it with others.